Hello, and welcome to the recording for today, Sunday, the 28th of November. Oh, it's almost time when we can talk about Christmas. It's almost December, which is really great. I hope you're all well. I've missed seeing you all in church, and I've tried to call round and speak to all of you. Anyway, I hope you're keeping well and keeping safe. And by God's grace, we'll be able to be back in church next Sunday. Okay, so we might ask ourselves what we should talk to God about. So sort of maybe thinking what things are allowed and what things are not allowed and how we should talk to God. Some people wait until they're in trouble. And then they go to God and they're just begging him to do things for them. And they just want God to do stuff for them. And that's not the right way to do it. Because if your friend treated you like that, you wouldn't be very happy with your friend for very long. If they never asked how you are and how you're doing. If they never came and just spoke to you about anything else except when they wanted something. You wouldn't think they were a very good friend. There are times when, if you think about when you're speaking to your friends or when you're speaking to your parents, you speak in a different way. If you're talking to your friends to pass the ball, then you might just shout or say something and it doesn't really matter. But if you shouted at your parents in the same way that you talk to your friends at school, yeah, they would soon let you know that that's not okay. There are times when you have to use an indoor voice, and sometimes you have to speak a bit louder. So depending on who we are talking to, we speak in a different way. If you are in a restaurant asking to be served dinner, or in the school canteen asking, telling them what you wanted, if you spoke to them the same way you spoke to a younger sibling, you wouldn't get very much food that day. So we can see that when we talk to people, sometimes we are more polite and we change how we speak compared depending on who we are talking to. So we might wonder how we should show God or how we should approach God, how we should ask God. Are we allowed to ask for anything? What are we supposed to ask for and how are we supposed to pray? So there was a time Jesus was with his disciples and they said to Jesus, "Can you please teach us how to pray?" Because they could see that the way Jesus behaved and the things that he was able to do was different to everyone else. And so they worked out that where Jesus was getting his power from was from the prayer. So they thought if we could pray the same way that Jesus prays or a similar way that Jesus prays, then we could have things working out differently for us. And Jesus was very happy to do that. And he taught his disciples how to approach God and how to pray and what to say when you are praying. Now, when you're praying, it's not like a machine that you put something into and immediately you get an answer. God does not work like that. And also, it's not like when you're posting a letter and it takes a long time to get a reply. God is not like that either. And it's not like talking to somebody on the phone where you just talk and they talk back straight away. God speaks to all of us in a different way. So he's a mixture of a lot of different ways of things that we could think about. So our prayers have to be part of a relationship that we have with God. You can't say, oh, God answers my prayers in one way and only one way. Or God doesn't answer my prayers, just like I'm talking to the television. I get no response whenever I shout and scream at the television. There's no point. So Jesus wanted people to understand that when you're talking to God, there is a certain way, a certain things that you could say. that will help us to understand what God is like to us and that relationship that we have with God. And Jesus wanted us to see that our relationship with God is with God as a father to us, that God wants to be just like a father to us. Well, what does that mean? Most good fathers, and I know we all have fathers or an idea of our father and what our fathers can be like, but God is a good father. He's the best father. And there are certain parts of the Bible that teaches us different things that God is to us as a father. A good father will teach his children what to do. Sometimes if they need telling off, he will tell them off. So God says in Psalm 32 verse 8, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And I will counsel you and keep my eye on you. Now that's good to know, because it's good to know that we're not on our own having to do everything without any direction. God is actually offering to be with us and to watch over us and to help us deciding the best things for us to do. So another part of the Bible, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8 says, if you were left without being disciplined or being told off, then you would be children without a father and you would not be sons. But I have chosen to discipline you for, and this shows you my love. So when God is telling us what to do and he's telling us off, it is to help us and it shows that he loves us. Just like our own fathers show us that they love us by wanting the best things for us and they want us to behave in the best possible way that we can. Another part of the Bible in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, God says that he would provide every one of our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And that tells us that God provides for us. He provides the good things that we need all the time. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 121, because Psalms is a very, very big book, verse 1 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? Verse 2 says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let my foot be moved. He will keep me. He who keeps me does not sleep or slumber. Just to show you that God protects us. He keeps us safe. So as our Father, God gives us good things. He teaches us. He provides for us. He makes plans for our future. And he protects us. And he disciplines us or tells us off when we need it. Actually, I forgot the plans for our future. I forgot to read that one out. That's found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, for we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good work, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. And that tells us that God has a plan for our lives and he has already decided that plan. And if we walk with God, we will reach that plan and it'll be for our good. So the disciples asked Jesus how to pray. And they said, teach us to pray. Jesus got a lot out of the time that he prayed. When he was praying, he would get ideas from God. He would get answers from God. He would get power from God. And if we do the same things, or if we pray in a similar way to Jesus, then we can get those same things too. Prayer can refresh our lives and help us to have good and fresh ideas. So, the prayer that we're going to look at now is the Lord's Prayer. And this is what the disciples said. The disciples said to Jesus, please teach us how to pray. And Jesus said, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Okay, so from that prayer, we can see that there are four main parts to the prayer. Yeah, the first part is realizing that God is our Father, and we want things to happen on earth as God wants them to happen. So we are saying that, God, we are going to work with you, that we want the same things that you want. We're saying, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, which is a part of praise as well. It's worshiping God and saying, let your name be lifted up on high. Hallowed be your name. Let your name be made holy. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we are saying we want you to be in charge on earth, just like you are in charge in heaven. And then the second part is the shortest part of the sections. And it's asking God to provide what we need. It says, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Our daily bread are the things that we need to live. If we need shoes to go to school, that's what our daily bread is for that day. If we need food on our tables, that's our daily bread, and we can ask God for that. If we need friends to pray with, then that's what we can ask God for. And God will provide our daily bread. He'll provide the things that you ask him for. He'll provide the things that you really need in your life. I think friends are very important. My friends are very important to me. And I believe they are all sent from God, because they really do make a difference in my life. And then the third part of it, we ask God to protect us. Says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And when we're asking God to protect us, we're asking him to keep us warm, or to help us to live in the right way. We're asking God to do things on this earth to keep other people safe. And then the last part of the verse, which I didn't read before, is when we talk about, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So we finish the prayer by praising God, by praising and worshiping him and recognizing him, that he is in absolute control, that then nothing happens on this earth without God being in charge of it. So God is our Father, and we can ask him to adopt us into his family through Jesus. That's why he sent Jesus Christ down to earth, to help us to have a good relationship with him. And the way that we do that is that we say we are sorry for any wrong things that we have done, and we ask God to forgive us. And then we ask the Holy Spirit to help us live in the way that pleases God. That is what being a Christian is. It means you are recognizing that God can help us to change so that we become more and more like him. And you say that simple prayer. Three things you have to do. Say sorry for the bad things you've done. Ask God to forgive you. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you live in a way that pleases God. And when you ask God to forgive you for something, he takes away those things that you've done wrong, and you never see them again, and God doesn't want you to deal with them anymore. He puts them far, far away, like in a very, very big bin that has no bottom. So you'd never see those things again. If you ask God to forgive you with a sincere heart, really meaning it, then he will forgive you and he will wrap you up in an arm of warmth, and he will just love you. And you will be a Christian. You will be one of the children of God. So I hope that you understand now, when we are saying the Lord's Prayer, we can say our prayers similar or in the same way that that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. So the first thing that we would do is recognize that God is God and that he is our Father and wants to look after us. So we can say something like, God, we thank you and we praise you because you are our Father and you love us so much. After that, we can ask God to provide anything that we need. Lord, I ask that you provide for me tomorrow, even the things I don't understand that I need, that I will get to work on time and I will get to work safely and that you will bring me back home. The third part is asking for protection and asking for God to help other people, even around the world. So I would pray, Lord, thank you for looking after people that are crossing the channel from France. And I pray that you will help them to stay safe and that people will not be hungry. I pray that you will help to stop any wars where people are dying, and that you will help anybody who is sick, that they will get better. Thank you for looking after myself and my family and keeping us all safe while we go to work and school. And we could ask God to protect us and keep us safe. So we could say something like, Lord, please keep us safe from COVID. Help us all to stay healthy and to be able to meet in church on Sunday. And I pray for all the activities that we're going to do in the week, that nobody would get hurt and that everybody would enjoy themselves. And then I would end it all by appreciating and praising God by saying, thank you, Lord, for being my God and my Savior. Thank you for all the things that you provide for me. I just want to praise you and appreciate you for your love and to declare that there is no God like you. You are amazing and you help me in so many areas of my life. And I would end it all by saying amen. To say, let it be just the way I said it would be. So, amen. I hope you've enjoyed looking at the Lord's Prayer, and I hope you can see why the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Because they could see that Jesus was getting some good results from his prayer life, and the disciples wanted to live a life similar to Jesus, where they could find strength from their prayers and help from God to help them live a good life. So I hope you continue in your week, and as you start the week and go back to school, that you enjoy the week and that God keeps you safe in everything you do. God bless you. See you soon. Bye.